Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Seth Hunt, the owner of Georgia Flooring. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. Thank you for having me today.
I want to talk about this. You're opening a new business called Georgia Flooring. I want to talk a little bit about your background and your business model. You've been in the flooring business for a long time. Give us a quick background on your resume.
Yeah, I've been flooring a little over 20 years. You know, of course, like most folks, started in sales and over time evolved into some management position. It's just in my blood. A lot of people say once you get in this business, you never get out. Worked at Dalton Carpetmaster for about 5 years and ended as general manager there. And then in about 2005, went to work for Dalton Wholesale Floors, which was a small company at that time. And the last few years, as the economy improved, we really grew that business. It's just a time for me to start a new chapter and want to stay in this business, and I want to stay in this community. I'm from Calhoun.
All right, so let's talk about it. Let me just interject. One of the neat things about flooring outlets that are based in Dalton is you're right there in the center of where it's either imported or manufactured. It gives you kind of a unique ability to sell using samples, but what you're selling is inventory that's being held at the distribution centers for all these major manufacturers. So when you buy flooring down there, you don't have to hold it. And when the consumer buys it, they pick it up at the manufacturer's distribution center, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, with Mohawk being based in Calhoun and Charles based in Dalton, it's not just for carpet anymore, but for all types of flooring. Many manufacturers or importers have warehouses in the area, so we're able to capitalize on that availability of inventory, and especially in a time when things are maybe a little bit more uncertain as far as the supply chain and that type of thing. It's a little bit more of an advantage maybe than it has been in the past, and we're quickly seeing vinyl plank manufacturers that are starting to build plants here in North Georgia, so I think that's going to remain and maybe even become magnified over the next 5 years or so.
Well, tell us a little bit about your business model. I mean, obviously, you've been in the business for 20 years. You've got a lot of relationships. I've looked at your website, and I think it's interesting. It says in big, huge headlines, it says locally owned and operated. So that priority is shifting upward because the consumer wants to support local, right?
Yeah, we see that more and more. And we live in a day when everybody wants ease of access. When you look at some businesses that are having extreme success, you know, they still have that personal touch, that interaction. You know, we want it to be that personal connection to where they can depend on Georgia Flooring to meet their needs, whether it be a contractor or a homeowner. You know, flooring's a big purchase, you know, maybe second to their home or their vehicle. It may be the biggest purchase somebody makes in the next 5 years.
So. All right, so you're going to focus on contractors. You're going to focus on some of the builder market. You're going to focus on some of the just direct sales to installers, kind of a wholesale operation. And you'll have a store location, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're located right off of I-75 here in Calhoun. I can see and hear the interstate traffic. We're easy to find, and those people that do travel 75, I call it regional retail. We want to sell to all the people in North Georgia and maybe somebody traveling to Florida. You know, I had a lady in yesterday from Augusta, Georgia, who was going to Nashville to pick up her grandchildren. And the good thing about it is those people can capitalize on the wholesale prices, even though they're not a wholesale customer.
I know that you've got to attract those people. Obviously, you've got interstate visibility. That's one way. But you also got to do something online, don't you?
That's correct. We want to use digital advertising to the best of our ability. Social media is a good outlet.
You were telling me earlier, too, you've got some statistics around that. It's a kinetic product. People have to see it to buy it, but you certainly can get their interest online, right? So you were telling me that about 65% of the shopping's done online, according to your stats, but less than 10% is sold online, right?
That's currently the stat, but I do think in the next 5 years that may skew to, it may double or triple to the amount that's actually purchased online. The challenge that exists with buying flooring online is not all flooring is a do-it-yourself product. So they're going to still seek out those local retailers to, you know, facilitate the installation. And that's another way where we can obviously capitalize, you know, providing an installation service, which we're going to do, making that top knot. That's a place where you can really gain some rapport with a customer and some repeat business is doing a really good job on install and following up after the install and make sure your transitions get put in, and all those things can be difficult, but It kind of separates you from the pack, so to speak, when you do those things.
All right, so you're offering full service, which includes installation. So there's buying groups out there. Are you going to consider any of that or just go independent?
At this time, I'm independent. Yeah. I'll always consider those things if they make sense. Yeah. As we grow, it may become more necessary, but we'll identify those things as they come along as whether they're advantageous for us or not.
All right, Seth. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for telling us what's going on with you. Again, talking to Seth Hunt, the owner of the new Georgia Flooring. His URL is georgiaflooring.net, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.